Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and may you have a well-deserved break, man. He's coming back tomorrow to take care of business the way he knows how. And we will be talking to Pastor Makamu, hopefully. That will be between now and 8 o'clock. And we will touch base also with the Apostle Phumlamfene, and also we will get a feed on the inserts that we've done with Mashadi Mutobi, and these are on. And tonight's topic is just wonderful. But let me start with this song. We haven't played it for a while. Remember, this tune was done by the Spinners, eh? And R. Kelly took it, but Lulu stayed with it.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. And this is Thursday Live. I am having on air Pastor Makamu Mfundis. Greetings and welcome, sir.
Afternoon, Murutami. I'm Fugil.
I'm Fugil Okongwe Mfundis, amen.
Yeah, South Africa, all over the world. And ngishoveta no Apostle Phumlamfene.
Ngicabanga ukuthi uzothi, nishaveta futhi nabantu bazimzabze. Angithandi kwazi ukuthi, angikwazi ukuthi Zimbabwe nina nithi zimzabze. Can't why, mara? It's Zimbabwe. It's Zimbabwe, not Zimbabwe.
No, but it's Zimbabwe.
Yeah, why not Zimbabwe?
I go see him in Bonabashonjal.
Ah, it's Zimbabwe.
Bonabashonjal. Men I'm Mozambique.
Yeah, abantu base Mozambique. Mabati Zimbabwe, what is Zimbabwe?
But it's a kula bashokanjal.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to pronounce the name of the country properly.
Properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yes, greetings. And of course, we also have the Apostle Phumlamfene on the line. Apostle, greetings and welcome.
Moruti, greetings to you and to my favorite Pastor Makamu Mueya. Like, yo,
Diabo.
My favorite, you know, I always look forward to Thursday.
Yeah.
And greetings also to the woman of God, the doctor.
Yes.
And
yes.
The other lady who normally joins us.
Can I get my tattoo? Yeah, tattoo. I don't know. Yeah. I said when she's ready, she'll tell us.
Looks like she's okay. Busy. Mm. And listen to all our listeners. We're excited we are here. We're grateful for the opportunity to just invade their spaces, come to the houses, cars, wherever they are, to the glory of God.
Absolutely. And we are talking about challenges on marriage today. Or today's attacks on marriage, we are talking about that. I don't know if many people have realized something, that since the culmination of new dispensations, we have seen also new attacks on marriage. One of the things was the nullification of it, which was that people don't get married anymore, they just have partners. And then by a chalisana. And this thing whether we like it or not, we've seen it being accepted by those who say we are the church. Those who say we are the ministry, those who say we are a body of believers, have gone on to accept this and to find settlement in it, you know, to such an extent that the validity of marriage came under question. Now, with some of the vox pops that we did amongst young people, there was this analogy of saying, why should I get married when I actually see the challenges that people are going through? And why should I get married when I basically see my parents never got married? And here I am, I'm more stable than the kids who are in my school. And this thing in itself has brought on quite a lot, you know, and they had gone on to say, we have seen those who are not in marriage doing well. We've seen them doing well, those who are not in marriage. And they would say, bayahlalisana uma badinene, they know ukuthi hayi, the door is always near, I'm going, I'll try next door. So they don't worry that much. Yeah. And others had gone on to say, yeah, with regards to marriage, we have seen quite a lot in terms of the misconduct. If you look at televisions, and many people think that televisions are helping marriages. They are not. Actually, they are breaking down marriages in such a way that they had gone on to actually do programs that familiarize people with cheating.
Yeah.
Far much more than love. And to a great extent, somehow they got into some form of acceptance, you know, uguchita and all those things and stuff. I have seen also in another program some years ago, I was looking at another program and really doing a research on it, that they were emphasizing the objectification of the woman in a manner that a man has a right to say to the woman, I want to marry another wife. And these are challenges on marriages, you know, I want to marry another wife. And then before she could just think about it, the shock and deal with the trauma, there's a TV crew and a well-known celebrity with many wives knocking at the door. And without her permission, she's already on air, you know. And she is getting advices that tell her that, look, you don't have a choice in this. And that's how marriage has been challenged. And to a great extent, that which is spoken in the book of Colossians about those who are ministers, if we are the royal priesthood, you know, you must have one wife.
Yeah.
One wife. Be able to run your family properly. But we have kids who are growing up and saying, I want to be like my dad and have as many women as I can. You know? And they grow up to that. They think that is the way to go. And they spread disease, and kids are born, and these kids will end up being beat up because they can't be taken care of in the proper way. Today we don't have parents. We have baby mamas and baby daddies. We don't have parents. The concept of co-parenting actually does not work. If you look into the reality of it, it says the other one becomes a parent in their own right and the other one becomes a parent in their own right. But the word is telling us to become parents jointly. Me and my wife have to be joint parents because we are one flesh. And it is why, therefore, then you find a person with a dual personality, because when you are with daddies, when you are at daddies, daddies with this other woman, what cleavage? And they basically are doing things in a way that you never thought you would see someone who is your parent doing, or following a particular philosophy that was never embraced by them when they still were parenting together. So you become torn. Kids are torn between parents. And this is a challenge. Divorce is a challenge to marriage. It's not because that those people that are married are bad. These are challenges that are orchestrated by the devil. Someone said something to me, someone said to me, you know, when I became a CEO, I did not see the need for my husband anymore. Because I was earning more, I was traveling abroad, I was well known, internationally recognized, and there was achievement upon achievement, and he was way too behind. So there was no need to drag him into this, because I could see that it's harming him, so I let him go. Now, 10 years later, after all the achievements have naturalized themselves, you start to realize that, okay, life is still the same. It's just that I have more money for bread, but life is still the same. The air in Gauteng is still as polluted as it can be in the squatter camp and also in Sandton. It's still the same. And now, when she looks at her husband, he has moved on. Hurt, but moved on. And now he looks happy. One of my great friends, Bishop Mthimkhulu, says, sometimes we do things in such a way, and then you cheat on your wife, you leave your wife. And some other time you will see your wife being embraced by the arms of another man. And you will miss the smile that your wife gave you then. And now you have this baby mama who's playing you so hard. And you're 20 years older than her. She wants to go clubbing. All these are the challenges on marriages. We see them so many times. We see them, she wants to go clubbing. And she tells you, honey, she calls you honey, the byproduct of bees. She calls you honey. And then she says to you, I am going to the club. I'm going to the club. I'm going to enjoy myself in the club. And don't wait up for me. I may come in the morning. Hey. You ask yourself when you're seated down and you say, is it really me who is disrespected in this way? I was never disrespected in such a way. But you are being disrespected at that time. Challenges facing marriage, the lack of self-denial. People don't want to renounce everything for the sake of being one with their husbands. Self-justifications that is brought on by men. It's something that I touched on too. Another challenge on marriages is insecurities. There have been a lot of insecurities that have emanated in the marriages. People are insecure to a point of madness. And we see that each and every day. And the one who orchestrates all these things is the devil, who blinds the minds of the people, who contends with the saints. And we should know this, that he's contending with us. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So each and every marriage is facing up against these principalities. It is facing up against these principalities. And of course, also, I don't know if you have seen this, but if there's an element of righteousness, and amongst believers, that element is high of righteousness, the devil will make sure that he challenges the element of righteousness. Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Elohim, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him." He shows me the one who's standing as the priest in his house. Husbands, the one who stands as a priest in his house, and then also shows me the one who is standing to oppose the priest. Look, the devil wants to make sure that if the marriages are persisting to go on and they continue not to become annihilated, at least the people who are husbands there should not become priests of their own households. The devil is, yes, the devil is pushing that agenda. That if you can get, look, if you can get into marriages, you will find that there will be marriages in which wives will be ruling over their husbands, so that these ones should not be priests, so that these ones should not be able to help the priest. And remember, the wife is very powerful because she renders the help. And if she cannot, if her power is misdirected, the devil knows that that marriage is just doomed. And everyone who comes from it, it's easy to inflict them with a spirit of error. That's how Satan works. That's how Satan operates. And then, of course, I don't know if you have seen this. People are blaspheming at each other, especially spouses. They are blaspheming at each other. I mean, sometimes if you look at YouTube and see the famous people who are divorcing and the things they say about each other and how these channels are thriving, they are thriving to actually make sure that they get as much audience as they can by exploiting these guys who are talking all the dirty linen in public. It's sad. And all these are the attacks of the devil. But you see, the problem is, even those who are in marriage do not see that they are under attack. Now, we know another thing that attacks marriages. It is lying spirits. Now, check it out. In John 8:44, it says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." And I went on to check, Apostle. I went on to check, why is he described as the murderer? And I saw one murder there in the beginning.
Right.
All right. And then also it says, when he speaks a lie. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and a father of it. Hey, there are people who lie even about their locations. Yazi mfundisi uzozwa bathi umuntu bambambe inkunzi le e Marlboro le, and wazi wena umuntu ase Soshanguve.
Yeah,
no. Serious. Muthi sale aya lesung. Sale aya lesung.
Yeah. La relative.
La relative.
Non existent.
Wena ho founa. Malume wa hai o a ratang ho blaza, a ratang ho no, no man, hey, man. Ke tlo fita ko wena mo umfe ya biritse pedi mo. Ora o khanda ona lesuko wena a re lelefeng.
Yeah.
Lelefeng, lesule lelefeng.
Yeah.
And then you say, "Mar, I heard that your uncle inging arena malumo
around the throne of God."
Yeah. Arena malumo mubiau rena. We don't have malumo mubiau. There's no uncle like that. You're being told those things. There's no uncle like that. What? And mutuile lusum, utuile mo aperi di suto. Serious? Can't you go sunset? Yes. Or ba metile koko social guve. Now, these are the things that we see. Look, now another thing. Look, the devil also uses afflictions. Marriages are attacked also by afflictions.
Yeah.
Job chapter 1 verse 12, and the Elohim said to Satan, behold, all that is in your hand, all that he has is in your hand. Only do not lay a hand on his person, which means on his soul. These Bibles are translated quite wrongly. It should say on his soul. And so Satan went, it should say on his spirit. So Satan went out from the presence of the Elohim. He went out from the presence of the Elohim. And we know that he knows how to afflict. It means he will look for areas in which he can bring harm into the marriage. That's why we need to be circumspect. Go into marriages of pastors. I saw there's a reality TV apostle of pastors' wives. You know, yeah, wife swapping. There's this thing, barke wife swapping. Ba swapa. Ba swapa from this. Your last letter, but your last letter, really. And then your last nale levati continental. Those munta tang safuni continental. We're not going to kulma nge moti, going to kulma ngomgak.
I'm telling you.
No, man, don't look at that.
I was running the TV.
I know. Yeah. So we see these kinds of things really taking place. And we see so much being done in the marriages of those people, these young people. They're hardly 6 years in marriage, and there's so much damage in the marriage. Hardly 6 years. You know, someone comes to me and says, Pastor, I looked at my kids. I have three kids. The other one is seven. The other one is six. The other one is four. And the youngest one is two. And then one time when I came from America, because I'm working in America, when I came from America, and this is a story that I was addressing more than 20 years ago. When I came from America, I said, let me visit my friend who is a close family friend. Because I heard that she has a kid, and since now she's a single parent, I was sending money from overseas. I went to her flat, and arriving at her flat, she was so uneasy. I just couldn't place any reason to it as to why she was so uneasy. I said, let me see the kid. And she said, no, the kid is asleep. And said, okay, but while the kid is asleep, let me go take a shower. As she was taking a shower, the kid cried. And this friend of mine rushed into the baby room or nursery. And she says, that kid looked like my kid.
Yo?
A to Z.
For you.
That's
true story.
Yebo. I said, that kid looked, is a friend of mine and you, Pumla. One day I'll tell you who that is. That kid looked like my kid. By a fana, lika milomu. Mokala magaban. Lika milomu, ba tswana. I saw my kid. Umnyani ul. And the story comes out. Now this kid is also the pastor's kid, the husband to our friends. And we really need to check these things. We really need to check these things. It's important that we check these things. Now, these are the challenges that are there. I don't want to talk much about intimacy. I will talk about that. Conjugality, I will talk about that. I just wanted to show some of the spirits that really are there. Look, check this out. The devil around marriages is doing this. And the word has told us many, many years ago, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Which means we must look at all those angles. All those angles, you know. We must look at all those angles where we have, you know, people, or we have ourselves weak. Look at those weak areas in your marriage, because the evil one is prowling around like a lion, you know. Now, this is something we need to look into. This is something we need to be aware of. Here's another attack before I give to our guests. Here's another attack. We want our marriages to be like the marriages we see on soapies. We want our marriage, and this is a spiritual attack. We want our marriages to be like the marriages of the housewife of Bloemfontein.
Come now.
Roy Ross and Al Khamenei. You know, we want our marriages to look like those things that we see on TV that are drawn to us by the Illuminati. We want our marriages to look like the fallacies that we see displayed on TV by people who are acting, who are actually even not happy in their own marriages. We want our marriages to be like that. A nice husband with a floral shirt and a big chest and a nice two-seater car, and you're living in this suburb with a double-story house. And you want that also.
Good.
Yes, you want also that. You want to be like Mrs. Mang Mang Mang, Mrs. Mang Mang Mang. You in these housewife things, you don't even see their husbands, because they don't live with them.
Yeah.
Hey. And sometimes we basically are these kinds of people who want to modernize marriage with spirits of modernity. And it is sad. The word says, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. This is one attack. Ephesians 2:2. This is the attack that we see upon marriages today, where there's disobedience to the word, and we want our marriages to look like how they are described on these bubblegum programs. And it's sad. We see things like that each and every time. And then you are told, hey, honey, you must open the door for me. What happened to your own hands? What happened to your own hands?
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Babang ba before baba nyala neli di tomboy na para para train na kono para para train na para all star na open the door for me ewe na ipunele ba timara ho hey no I saw this coco container
ko
yeah ko soaping no these reality TVs man yeah I saw this ko reality TV. This guy is running opening the door for the lady. What if this guy at some time he's asleep? Will you wake him up to open the door for you? Come on, man, just do it yourself. And you can't hold a grudge if he or she is doing it or not doing it. You can't hold a grudge. Some people are holding a grudge on that. Now, another thing that we I spoke about this, but I want to talk also about the instigation of sin. You know, another challenge that is upon marriages, it's when now the other one is afraid of losing the other. So because they are losing, they feel they're losing the other one says, no, okay, let us start to spice up our marriage by bringing a third person. Instigating sin. John 13 verse 2, and supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, Simon's son to betray him. Basically, the devil is instigating sinfulness in the spouse that is weaker. It's either he's going to cheat, or he's going to say, or she's going to say, let us spice up our marriage. How do you spice up a marriage? And they say, no, there are people that we can bring to be the third party, and so that they can spice us both up. Yeah, Munna. Hey. Mitolotolo. We hear all these kind of things. When we come back, we delve more into it.
September is International Alzheimer's Month. It's now the time to act on dementia and Alzheimer's. The Association for Dementia and Alzheimer's of South Africa, better known as ADASA, can assist with this brain disease. For more information or to become involved with ADASA, visit adasa.org.za.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, hey, Pumla, you said there's a friend of yours that has tuned in from Saudi Arabia, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just welcome him or her. Come on.
Hey, Pastor Sekile, big up to you and welcome to Radio Pulpit. Because it's been struggling for long to connect. So today, just send me a message.
Yeah.
This is saying you're funny. Yeah, but that is enjoying it, so we thank God.
We give the Father all the glory. Thank you so much, Pastor Sakile. Thank you so much. And, of course, there are people listening to us all over. Of course, in 33 countries, man, this is just fantastic to look into. Right, let me start with you then, Apostle Pumla. You know, there are so many challenges. People come to your office, you know, and you are able to see some of the most common challenges that we see in marriages today, the marriages of the saints. What comes to mind?
I want to revert back on one of the few things you mentioned. I want to borrow from that. One of them being the issue of TV. You know, a lot of Christians, most unfortunately, they are using TV and they take what is happening there and they want to implement it in their own marriages.
Yeah.
So, and that's a thing. You know, when you want to take a program that is on TV and you want to make it alive in your own house, you don't live in the foundation of the producers. You don't, I mean, there's a lot that goes on in all these TV programs. But then the sad part of it, Noruti, the very, very sad part of it is when these TV programs begin to say to you, it is okay, you know, to grow out of love. And it is also okay to follow your heart, even in marriage. And now we have a lot of believers that are following their heart because somehow whatever that they're watching on TV as a program, you know, that's what is being perpetuated. And they feel it's a good thing.
You know, so
you follow your heart and then it's easy when you see a temptation, you can't even resist it because somehow you heard that you can follow your heart. Number two, the whole thing of falling out of love as well. Most of this TV program, the perpetuates emotion, it is okay that after 5 or 10 years, you can fall out of love. So when you're falling out of love, they will not even encourage you to do something else to fall in love again because it is easy to fall out of love, and it is also easy to fall back in love again. Now, obviously, if you fall out of love, it means somehow that things you stop doing. And if you need to fall in love again, you need to start doing the things that you stop. As simple as that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because that program that you love and that favorite man or that favorite woman has already said, no, I have fallen out of love, and therefore now there's somebody, she's showing me flames, she's taking me to the moon and back. But you forget that, you know, those people that are taking you to the moon and back, there are high chances of them leaving you right there at the moon hanging.
And when I can imagine you hanging on the moon at night.
And the people there.
Yeah.
Every time when I come down, the people that you are now, the very people you love. Bona Joe, this is so out of order. And this is ki era is serious. When people begin to say, I mean, can you imagine you stay with this person for 20 years? And then there's a typical story that is happening. I'm canceling somebody. It's a typical 20 years. The man decides that he's fallen out of love.
Sure.
Simply because you are trying to ignite a love that somehow it didn't happen the way when you were at varsity. Muto decided to disappear. Now you are rekindling that, but in the name of you falling out of love.
Hey.
And then people walk out on marriages, and then by the time Masatsubai Sitsokujimukwale all in the moon, and then your family is no longer there. You have even dissolved it. You run to the home affairs for divorce. You dissolve your marriage. For what? And you realize when you fall to the ground after you've been taken to the moon, there's nobody to catch you. Hence, Muduti, a lot of people that have divorced, more especially because they went out of marriage, and then the issues they couldn't settle, they couldn't solve. Mental problems. And I want to also bring into the picture the issue of mental illness. It's such a reality, mental illness. You realize that the people who walk into marriage and then have a kind of into marriage, the family, they have an idea, hey, Joe, but they're not sure. And then they will allow you to marry somebody's kid without about cheap. And then 5 years down the line, and then you'll be praying 5 years later down the line, you realize that you are stuck with somebody who has a mental issue that was not solved, that was not taken care of. And you are stuck, and you don't even know what to do, you don't even know how to pray. Because this person is not even, firstly, he's not even admitting the situation. Secondly, I mean, how do you take medication if you're failing to admit that he's in? And then under those circumstances as well, families, because banana banana idea, man, that's a show. And then when you go to them, when now you're the one who's going to be termed the enemy of the state now.
Yes.
Yeah, when I'm a kotin or when I'm konyana, you need that you're doing wrong that provokes this kind of behavior and attitude. It is always about the wrongness that the other party is doing. When Omunyogu, who is a serious culprit, who is failing to acknowledge Uguti, born not mentally akisha. But obviously, sometimes a person cannot acknowledge that because they don't even know. But then we go back to the first things first. Right in the beginning of Genesis, when the Lord instituted linyalo, al orchestrator, Satan was not invited. So as a result, Satan unekwa, he has a score to settle the mishtato. So if you don't realize that Uguti Usatan has a score to settle because he was not invited right from the beginning, he will invade your space, he will invade this marriage, he will invite himself emshatweni. And one last thing I want to highlight, Muruti Kukhore, somebody said something very profound. Ari, you mentioned the issue, Uguti, the devil is the father of all lies. But now there's a step thing where people write him in Angelsindi say, like it's like Polo said. Right in Egypt. There's only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you realize that utata ijoke, that you will not even be able to carry, and you will end up being bitter, being resentful. Utatuguti imshato yonke I7 karo, and I went to flop right from the beginning.
You know, this is one of the things we need to look into. I like it when you also bring it to our attention even more, Hore. Satani was never part of the institution, you know, of Genesis 1:26. He was not. And much of the times we seem to be these kinds of people who basically are not keen, you know, to look into that. And that is where we are getting it quite from. Yeah, send us your WhatsApps. Tell us about some of the challenges that you see in marriages. You don't have to be married to actually tell us about challenges in marriages, you know, because you can see them. You can see them, whether you're married or not. You can see them. And you can see also, if you're led by the Spirit, you can see the onslaught that is being carried out against marriage in the guise of trying to help and solve marital disputes. This is something we see much of the time. So send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. 657-2729. And let's get what you're saying. Let's get what you're saying about this. All right. Muriti Makamu, let me come back to you. And much of the times we find marriages that are facing quite a lot of challenges, man. These challenges, we see them, you know, and before I even, I think I will get time to get into the youth or the young children who are born in these marriages, you know. It's important that we look into this. Now, Paul did something in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. He says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
Come on.
Verse 14 says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of the Elohim abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Now, the devil doesn't want people in marriage to know that he has been overcome. And this is one, these verses are not read in relation to marriage much of the times. But he's writing to the families, and then he is talking to those who are, in most instances, highly attacked by the evil in marriages. That's men and sons. And he says, I write to you, fathers, because you've known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. Now, the devil wants to make sure that fathers lose their knowledge of the Elohim. They lose the knowledge of Yahuwah. He wants to make sure that children lose the knowledge of the fatherhood of the Elohim. He wants to make sure that families should not have a concept that they can overcome or they have overcome the evil one. And this is a challenge that he's bringing, and he's waging war on it. And if you can look at families, they don't speak from the point of power. They speak from the point of offense and victimization. But they don't speak from the point of the power, because they don't see the devil as the one who is attacking their marriages. The husband sees the wife as the one who is attacking the marriage, and the wife sees the husband as the one who is attacking the marriage. And also parents see children as such, and children see parents as such. But that's a misplaced focus.
Yeah.
The focus is on this one who is attacking marriages day and night. Tatana Makamu.
Tatana Ray, number one, in Tanda Bonga Kakuluman, your topic and Chakangaka. Nyabonga Naku Apostolo, Pumlanfe, no Martina, the devil have never been invited from the beginning.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm being a guy notice. I'm going to say,
ya, kuluma mngani wami ungathi usese khona mfundisi angithi awuseyisangoma ngithi.
Amen.
Qhubeka, qhubeka mngani wami.
Yes. Yeah. sasuka elayinini ka baba.
Hey.
The creator.
Yeah.
U creator umadala umshado.
Yeah.
Ukho uqala. Uwenze ukuthi na indoda yibe ubaba, umama abe umama. Kwahamba kwabanjalo enazanga abayenza baba perfect. Ngoba kube ubayenzi babe perfect. I-perfection kababa kube ngeke ivele. Kwakuzovela i-perfection ka-Adam no-Eva. Then la, thina as abantwana, siphume endleleni kaNkulunkulu. Sisuke elayinini le uNkulunkulu ayikhulumile from ekuqaleni ukuthi you are a man, you are a woman. Then, uma siphume endleleni, silahlekelwa yifavor kaNkulunkulu. The Bible says, ku Proverbs, whoever finds a wife found a good thing and has derived favor from the Lord. So when we lose the favor from the Lord, into sizoyenza ukuthi sifambule noma kuphi lapha sihamba siphuphuzela nje singazi ukuthi nasithatha kuphi. We have to remember ukuthi na kunomthetho uNkulunkulu ubekile ukuthi na wena Israel ungahambi uyozihlanganisa nabantu basezweni. Ukhulumile lo mthetho lo lapho. Angazi ukuthi is a mosaic law or whatever, but uNkulunkulu ukhulumile ukuthi Israel angikufuni ngoba labantu uma uyohlangana nabo le into izenzeka. Umuntu makuvuka into yakubo azuyenza ukuthi nayigcwale lapha ekhaya, masithi ngiyaphuma la ngiyothatha iPakistan or ngiyothatha umNdiya ngishada naye. Uma aqala ngokushaya ufo athi kumele nami sengivuka ke. And evil always a tendency yayo is to win. A tendency ye evil. So uNkulunkulu akafuni ukuthi sivele sithathe noma kanjani. That is why we face challenges. And the devil knows ukuthi na si weak. And whenever uNkulunkulu afuna kwenza something through a man, uNkulunkulu ukunikeza authority, akunikeza yonke lento le lapha kugqokiswa ube yileyo nto le uyiyo, then into uqala uSathane azofika aye atheke kuwe. It's your marriage.
Yeah.
Ayikho enye into. Ukunye azofika kwatheka ngakho ama-finances.
Yeah.
But into uqala uSathane kwatheka ngayo, it's your marriage. Akaphazami ke lapho. Kungakho ubona ukuthi emshadweni kuAbraham iyatheka kwakukuswela kwabantwana. Sekho zatheka emshadweni. Ngokuthi kuze kungene Egyptian woman was attacked emshadweni. Nanku sewukhona uIshmael emshadweni ka Jacob esithandela uRahel. Into yatheka oqala umshado kuze kungenela uRahel.
Hey madam.
Kungenela boBhidla, kungenela bo Zilpa. Umshado yatheka oqala. Into oqala uSathane yatheka emntwini umshado. Uma ngaba akayatheka true wena azatheka even true abantwana.
Yeah.
And lento le lapho iyatheka umshado lento le lapho. So even na ku ministry into qala uSathane yathekayo uhamba unikeza amakhekhe yonke le ndawo lela. Uhamba uzawuhamba uyolungisa ama-drop.
Uyolungisa ama-drop wabomama lababa.
Abaferokazi. Yebo.
Yeah.
Hey, uhamba uphume esontweni uhamba uyophuza itiya kuphikuphi uinvayitiwe uyodla idina kuphikuphi kuphi. Iyatheka yomshado yonke le nto lelapho unikeza imali eyi baba umfundisi yibo bagijimayo lapha esontweni la. Bagijima baguqela yonke le nto le iyatheka emshadweni yonke leyo nto lelapho. That is why le attack lelapho bathe bangifundisa ngayo bathi be careful abo F about 3. And one of the F is female. But be careful ngoba bathe be careful F number 1 female, F number 2 finances, F number 2 trying to be famous.
Yeah.
So one of the attacks, if female, so Satan will attack you, no makanjano go komshaduako, and umangabu weshuleka azenza whatever tarabuti ni alwenjini, and an mbonu kutu Satan ulwa yula enjini lela.
Mm.
Utarabuti ni sinyes katu kuya gojelwa an enjini, kugojelana because is attack. Ukuze uzo ukwazi ukuhamba uyobuka the person to end up and ukuthina hey lo mama lo lakho ngathi ungikhathalela kangaka
ngathi umeke
eh ngathi hey hawo igata igatara shaping ayibona ama sofa right
yeah
ama orange rice fuel a right
yeah
pop phela manje kungena esontweni kushiwe cleavage understand
bayishiye ekhaya bayishiye phandle yeah
Bayishiyanga phandle. Bayo said kujekwa amabele nje ajeki wapha kwejeka amila phezulu atho. Bayo said cleavage me. Uma uthi uthola ukuthi endlini kudala avalelo yavalelo le cleavage lela. Uzothi iattack emshadweni. Understand? So you get into the lab. Satan is fighting nomshado ngoba the devil knows ukuthi once was wa wisa umshado ka Pastor Ray. Then in Connect, Connie into Fundus Wamuke Waisho. We are comparing this car accident.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, the Kuluma and Chara Kutting a Kulum or Shango Kutti secret. I'm in a secret, I mean,
this
car to says Bell Bastika Batina, Fundus, as on pen, my instrument, young, a good tattoo, a conker. Wathi unkosikazi wami uphi bathi nanku lokuthi enzilonga khona unkosikazi wami.
I like that.
And the devil lelo langa lelo uswabi wathatha umsila wawubeka phansi kwenyawo ngathi inja uma iswaba because uSatan ufuna kubona abantu ba divorce, ufuna kubona abantu ba separate, ufuna kubona abantwana bakhula bangenabo baba. And the purpose of God yokutina sithatha obofowethu abantu esikhula nabo abantu esikhonza nabo bazana noNkulunkulu ukuthi la kumele kuzezaleka irace izokhula iyazana noNkulunkulu not irace izokhula yaziPakistan or yazisikuphi kuphi kungana noNkulunkulu ufuna irace izowazi uNkulunkulu hayi noma kanjani and now as the devil is wise is clever, is trying to be clever of us. Uzama kuthi imishado yethu imosheke abantwana bethu babhema drugs kwenze yonke le nto le lapho so that abantwana bethu bakhula bangamazi uNkulunkulu. Iyathethe umshado yonke le nto le lapho. So la matheke lawo lapho uSathana alwa ngayo yonke indlela and angeke uyeke umshado. Kungako enkonzweni mofika I temptation every week every month every year angeke kuphela unyaka ungazwanga ukuthi kunomfundisi urepeat angeke kuphela unyanga ungazwanga ukuthi na kunomfundisi utholakale kuphi kuphi angeke kuphela iviki kahle kahle kona kalephi why we are not vigilant we know ukuthi na uNkulunkulu uma si anointed to go and preach his word uNkulunkulu akazokwathatha ama feelings wethu but God would equip us with his self control ukuthi masambeni soyisebenzisa sohlangana nazo zonke lezinto lezi but we must use his self control because we have won the devil kungakho uNkulunkulu athi bantwana bami nikhumbula ukuthi unina senimunqobile uSathana ngoba lo ungakini
mkhulu
kudlula sezweni but akunikeze umuntu omkhulu kangaka uhambe naye uqeda umkhumula lo muntu omkhulu the bible says kuba Corinth don't you know that your body is a temple of the holy spirit lapho uNkulunkulu ahlala khona enompostolo Paul mayicizelela athi na anazini ukuthi when you take your boat uhlanganisa nomunye umuntu you are marrying that person ushadisa uNkulunkulu nonondindwa uthatha umzimba kaNkulunkulu uthatha ushare nomuntu kwaungamelanga ushare naye umzimba hayi lo wakho umzimba kaNkulunkulu ushare nomuntu ungamelanga ushare naye iyatheke mshadweni
yeah absolutely absolutely send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 657 2729. Let's hear from you what you say about this. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say about this matter. These things really are happening. And marriages are facing quite a scourge these days.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.